Hello and welcome back to another episode of Super Coach Insider. My name is Ben.
And I'm Swizz.
And we have a special guest, JP.
And we do have a special guest, JP, former Super Coach winner. Welcome, mate.
Thank you. How are we, boys?
Oh, mate, good. I think the last time we had you on officially, I think it was it was probably around the time you were winning, wasn't it? It was quite a while ago as far as the official.
Yeah, I think it was a couple of weeks out from winning. Yep.
Mate, and it's been a while, but obviously you are very much big on the chats and part of the brains trust, as we call them, where we pretty much try and get all the good ideas. But look, today what we are doing is we're looking at the top 10 forwards. Stay tuned because it's messy. We are so desperate where we've even thrown up something we don't normally do. We normally say, hey, only pick forwards, but now we're like, oh, if someone's a forward DPP in round six and they're better than the tripe and the crap that we've got on offer, throw them up. Put them in your top 10 because seriously, we need all the help that we can get this one. But before we move on, SC Insider 100, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, all the audio platforms as well. Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, you name it, and on YouTube, Swizz.
Yeah, on YouTube. Yeah, Super Coach Insider. And get in contact with us. As you said, Twitter is always a good spot. I know you, Benny, are very active on there. I'm pretty sure I've seen you pop up many times, JP. Where can the fans find you, mate?
J. Peterman, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And then Swizz26 for me, or just look at me in the Herald Sun these days, I think, Benny Boy.
And writing articles and expert on Supercoach. I think I even posted up saying we've unleashed the beast. And it's funny because I think, it's pretty much in these circumstances where Chris is so busy or so absent, like every great father, so we actually was like, oh, Swizz, come online and have a chat next minute, mate. Everyone's like, oh, can I get more of that Swizz guy? Great insights. And that's what I like about opening it up to people, like even JP here today. Everyone sees the game slightly differently. And when you get a good blend of people that see the game in a different way to add little bits and pieces of insight, it really does help complement the way you see the game. So, well, but before we got on.
I was saying, I'm probably only missing Al Patton here for the three people I need to thank most for my for me being pumped up so much for that. Like, you know, obviously you've helped a lot, Benny. JP's been freaking awesome. Apart from, obviously being mates with you, Benny, and getting to play cricket with JP, it's good not to only have the common interest of Supercoach, but, we obviously talk a lot of other shit as well. So, but forwards, mate, this is going to be a fun show. Friggin' hell. God,
and it's going to be loose to start. We're going 10 up and into one. So we're all going to go around the table. I'm trying to hit Chris up on the messages as well to see what his top 10 is. So I'll see if he's actually getting back to a respond. And I'll send through my 10. Wonderful. I can't wait for that. So we're going to go working our way up and basically the same as what we do every single year. Once we go around, we kind of justify and hang a bit of crap on each other's picks. And then we work out like, oh, hey, I had that person at 7 or 6. And then we kind of work our way around. And the idea being that right at the end of this, we'll come through. This is our top 10, 1 to 10. And let us know if you share our thoughts or if you think we've missed someone, if there's a glaring omission, like Tom Lynch is coming back and he's kicking 100 goals, then sure, tell us, give us crap as well for our list. That's what it's all about. This is the banter fun side. JP, we'll start with you. Pick 10, 10th highest averaging forward for 2024.
I've got about 5 minutes to prepare here, so I don't really have a list going quite yet. I'm going to run with Isaac Rankin.
Oh, yep. The rank.
That's good.
CBAs are up.
Mid-time. Yeah, I think he'll do quite well. Not going to pick him, but yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I don't mind it because I've got him in 8 at the moment as someone to monitor because they are definitely looking at him getting in the midfield. He's probably ahead of like your Rochelle's there. Berry did play some more midfield time, but probably hasn't taken the opportunities when there have been there for him yet, but he's a young fella, so it's going to come on. Schoenberg's obviously had issues with his body, so you've got, who else there? Dawson Laird, who they're talking about maybe pushed out a little bit just to fit a couple of these other guys in. And then Matt Crouch, who, has had his own issues with his body. So they need to look for the future. Rankin, they paid a high price to get in and wouldn't be surprised if he does spend more time around the ball.
What a way to start. I mean, boys, you smell that? You smell that stank? That's a Rankin. That's horrible. Both of you. Look, I don't mind him as a player. I just don't know if he's consistent enough for me to justifying the top 10, but we are desperate, so I'm not going to hang it on anyone in the forward line. If it was a midfield or a defensive line, then I'd probably be a bit more harsh with some of my words. But look, I don't mind him. He did definitely get a lot more of the mid-time than Rankin, and Berry in as well as another interesting inclusion. So I think there is a little bit of flexibility within that side, and they are one thing I think we can be certain on is really trying to generate the young players through, as you said, your Rochelle's, your Rankins, et cetera. So it'll be interesting there. For your number 10, Swizz?
I'm going with Mitch Owens from St Kilda. He's probably a little bit of everything for them, fills a few roles as that second ruck, second forward, gets up the ball a little bit, absolutely burst on the scene last year. For those who started him on Supercoach, and there weren't many, you were way ahead of the game because D started on the house on fire and didn't look again against, I know it was only North Melbourne in the practice match, but that first half, he absolutely tore it a new one, kicked goals, took seven marks, probably just didn't convert. He actually turned over the ball a little bit. So these Supercoach the Dream team was a little bit apart than what it probably normally would be. But he's a guy with, if St Kilda have the right injuries, potentially could, you know, get close to that triple figures.
How tall is he?
I think he's more of a 90, but yeah.
How tall is he?
How tall is he?
That's an extremely good question, which I'd love that you've put me on the spot for that.
I'll tell you why you shouldn't pick him, though, is that he has two first names. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, that's
Machito. Is that her first name?
I do have it here. I did have it here.
He's an interesting player, though.
Absolutely great TV, this.
Between Owens and, say, Filippo, I think they've got a lot of up-and-comers sort of in that side. He's an interesting mix, though, because he is strong. I think he trains really hard. Tall enough to obviously be backup ruck, which I do think is something that is interesting as far as, you know, something for him. But yeah, that's an interesting stretch on the 10 there, Swizz.
191. So is that kind of third? You know, he reminds me of just a younger version, kind of nearly of memory, but probably better. Like, you know, get up the ground, take a lot of marks, fill that gap between the transition of the midfield to the forward line. And we've seen forwards like that in the past. Especially when teams are successful, and we're all talking about sort of Jack Billings playing that role at Melbourne, but I think Owens probably plays it better and is more important cog for St Kilda.
JP, did you have Owens in your side?
He's pretty close, but not quite. No.
No, me neither.
What do you got there at 10 then?
Well, I don't have Owens, and this shows how much of a stretch it is. So for me, number 10, I have Dane Zorko. I can't leave my man out, the old Brisbane faithful.
God, I'm done.
Pre-season this year, boys. So he had the same thing last year, had a cracking pre-season and then got injured. I think it was in the trial game or round one or whatever it was. But he came out, he's on fire, and he's that link player for me. So he'll go in and he'll get up and into the midfield in parts, you know, when they need some run. He'll then play forward and try and hit the scoreboard. And I just think with Brisbane winning quite a lot of games this year, which is what I predict, he is someone that could actually capitalize and score well. Because Brisbane, they started actually trying to handball their way forward rather than just dump kick and put pressure on. So I think they're trying to now actually use that overlap to kind of keep the overlap. And I think someone like a Zorko can really capitalize and actually score, because Brisbane don't have the highest amount of Supercoach scorers. So
we're going highest average or total points here, Ben?
Average. Points whose line is it anyway? Points don't matter, which will come into my pick six, because I definitely don't think he's going to be a great point scorer for the whole year. But that's my number 10. Anyone else have Zork?
No.
No.
Oh, bastard. Bias. Absolute bias. It's just because we're playing you this Friday, JP, I think. So into number 9, who have you got?
I've got a bias pick here and an odd one. Harry Mackay.
Ooh, I like that.
I think he's going to spend a bit more time around the midfield, doing some ruck, linking up, and I reckon he'll come good with his goal kicking. So.
I think they have to get rid of Pitt and A. I don't think Pitt playing both Pitt and A and De Koning is the answer. I think they do.
Pitt won't play, I don't think. Can't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that makes it interesting as well. Like, does that mean De Koning might actually be worth something more? Because isn't he a forward in general?
He was a forward, but he plays ruck as well.
I think he'll play ruck this year then, and Harry will chop out. So there could actually be a little bit of scope.
Both
ways. And Mackay, I thought was actually a good one I picked up late in drafts, just because if he kicks and he kicks accurately, then he scores well anyway. The coaches come out saying that they do like the versatility he brings, getting him further up a ground around the ball. And just makes them more dynamic, because they don't have to then just rely on that contested ball game. And if that contested game doesn't go their way, then at least they have the freedom and flexibility to try and play a bit faster if they want to. Swizz?
Yeah, no, I don't mind that. For me, 9, I've got the new Daniel Rioli at Gold Coast, Alex Sexton.
Ooh, the Rioli Sexton. He's someone that's been going off in draft leagues as well. I mean, what do you think he can average then as a forward? That's definitely left field.
It's just like the role's there. That's not the problem. It's just more if he can stay on the park. But there's no issue with the role, because it's him, Powell, and then Butterick playing small forward. So
when Weller comes back, though, who gets pushed out? Sexton or Butterick?
Butterick. I think unless they want to move, unless they want to play Wallace like the fourth, because a lot of teams have that fourth defender come off from the bench. And you could potentially see Waller push up a little bit more on the ground. That wouldn't surprise me at all either. So I think Sexton's the guy that they want to take kickouts. It's going to be a bit up and down, but I think he could start the year on fire and then sort of, you know, drop back after that.
Yeah. I don't know what he's done to Stuart Dew in the past.
No.
He's too talented to have not been playing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's a story for a few people. I think, we have a friend that's, was it Damien's sister's boyfriend's friend is Sexton, and, yeah, apparently they just didn't see it eye to eye or whatever. So, which happens, I'm sure, at any club and any business. Yep. You have people that just maybe don't get along or have, you know, the same vision as far as, you know, some of the leaders, et cetera. But do you have him in your top 10, JP?
Be pretty close.
Probably. I think he'll score well. I just don't know if, he's the one for me. So that was your.
It's hard to work out where exactly the scores, because I'm thinking, as I said, it wouldn't surprise me, Owens, you know, if like Marshall went down or something, but it went down, he could push the triple, but he's more likely to be 85 to 90. Sexton's probably around that mark. I think forwards around that bottom, you know, the 10th, the 5th forward are probably 85 to 90. Like our best forward's probably going to be like, you know, mid 90s this year.
Until
you can throw a blanket over.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's fair. Mine is a DPP player, guys. The first one, someone that and the problem is I don't think we're going to get him until I know we're not going to get him until the second round of DPP, but for me, Luke Parker is someone I think with the talent that they have, and when they realize for those first 4 weeks when he's not there, him and Adams, et cetera, I think he's the tall marking type that can kind of replace a Heaney or work with Heaney to give them a nice tall option with good hands and good conversion up forward. So I think he'll probably get that 35%. So he's one I'm hoping, because I've doubled up or tripled up in some draft leagues when people passed him, that he will get DPP on the second time around. And he's someone I think is very capable of averaging that sort of 90 to 95. In that sort of role. So that's, again, how desperate I am. You boys agree that he could?
I think it's more capped just because of the guys they've got in now. Wouldn't surprise me, sort of 80 to 85.
That's low for Parker. He's still a young boy.
It's not that. Oh, yeah, but when you think you've got now Gould and Robot and Mills comes back in, Jordan will be obviously hopefully, you know, cementing his spot more there. Taylor Adams comes back. They do have a lot of, you know, mouths to feed. So I don't know if it's going to be the Luke Parker that we used to see, depending on how well he comes back from injury.
See, Robottom can't average more than 80 Supercoach. It's in his contract.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you reckon, JP?
Parker?
Yeah, what average?
Yeah, 85-ish.
Oh, I'm hoping for 90. I might have overshot there, boys.
You want your draft pick, you know, backed up here. But
he was available.
Viewers will be like, yeah, I don't know about that, Benny.
I think it was pick 120 in one league, 140 in another. No one was going there, so.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Yeah, you can hit and hope, mate. I'm the injury ward in a lot of draft leagues there's value there. For me, number – I've already gone number 9. So number 8 now for you, JP.
Oh, I'm still on the fly here. Sorry, boys.
Should we go the other way around? Put Swizz up and then me and then you.
Didn't I? I just did one.
You did eight. You've done eight. Yours was.
Yeah, I've done my eight. Mine was Rankin.
Yep.
I'm already done.
I'm going to go eight. Charlie Kerno.
Oh, no bias. You've gotten the double Carlton.
I think mine will go up a bit, and I think Charlie might drop down a bit, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. Both best two key forwards in the league, so I can't, you know, really doubt or question that at all. Do you have him in yours, Swizz?
Now, I had him like sort of, was it going to be him or Owens at number 10?
Yeah,
I've got him debating that.
I've got him around the mark as well.
But he relies heavily on absolutely dominating teams, like when he kicks massive bags, like he did last year. What, he kicked 20 goals against West Coast for the year?
Yeah.
Like, they don't have the Eagles twice this year, I don't think so.
Well, the best part is, you know, he's going to average, you know, 90 to 92 for the regular season and about 35 in the finals. So that's hey, you know, we're literally flashbacks. I'm going to the Gabba this Friday night, and I took a mate of mine from work. He's a Carlton fan. That first quarter, everyone's up and about, and we're just there like, what is going on? And it was just goal after goal after goal, and the Lions just got absolutely smashed. So yeah, it's going to be. Yeah, and
I'll
then,
be in Bali Friday, where I watched it last time as well. So,
there you go. So it could be all over again. Yeah. For me, I'm going Heaney, boys, number eight. I just think, yeah, again, they're pretty thin on that sort of part. If Heaney's fit and they're firing and they get their sort of brigade together, those injuries as well, I think, can only help him maybe get a couple more sort of CBAs. He did get a bit of a smidge more in the practice match, I think, than he did just a week gone. But, he's a quality player, kind of hitting that prime, I think, as well, as far as that age bracket for him. Anyone have Heaney in their mix?
Yeah.
I didn't. Yeah, you did. I didn't. I had him 12th if I was going to rank them all. Again, I need to see more midfield time from Heaney. That's the problem. There's even more mouths to feed at Sydney this year, I feel like.
You're missing the scaling he gets anytime he kicks a goal
That is true. I think it's a case that, as JP said before, there's a blanket. Like, it's probably going to split. I feel like going down my list from maybe fifth to, or even fourth down to, you know, 14th, 15th, we're going to be talking maybe 2 points difference, 3 points difference.
Interesting. Where do you have him? Or where do you think he might go, JP?
I had him at seven.
Seven. And you've done eight, so is Harry. So that's your seven done as well. Swizz, who have you got for seven?
I've got Toby.
Toby? Name Curvis?
No.
Forward DPP, up on his wrong foot.
The only thing that I know, like, and it's hard to rank these guys because they have the one extra game, but Toby Green starts up, like, he's going to potentially, we're going to all be frustrated not having him rounds, what'll that be, one and two? When they play West Coast and North, like, there's a GWS forward that is going to the moon. A part of me thinks it could be Jesse Hogan because he did it against the Bombers last year, but it wouldn't surprise me if Toby comes out, kicks five or six first couple of games.
That's 150. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So he could start the year averaging, like, you know, 130 to 150. And then it's, you know, obviously scales back from there, but he's such a gun player. He's probably the most watchable player in the league just because the antics behind everything that he does. So yeah, I think he's got to be in the mix somewhere to me. It's just, yeah, so I fitted him in there at seven.
Yep.
You have him in your top 10?
I had him at five.
Five? Ooh. I don't have him at all. So there you go.
And this again, is the thing blanket, with the forwards, mate.
90 flat. You know, it depends as well. Like, if they kind of don't need him around that forward line as much, he might be able to move up and down the ground. He pretty much has a license to do whatever he wants. So if the game calls for it, if there was someone that you would go, oh, let's just throw you up on there to kind of create something, up you get. Oh, we need some scoreboard. Let's just throw you forward or deep forward. They can pretty much put him anywhere, which is probably the benefit of him. So that's JP's thought.
Just from a footy point of view, that's probably what Carlton lacks a little bit. Because, like, you look at us, like, it's always
talent,
it's always been Dusty. You know, you get up for that big moment. You guys have got sort of Zorko that get in people's faces, and to a lesser extent, sort of Zach Bailey. And Toby Green's probably the best at it. But yeah, I've always thought the Blues probably just miss that. Okay, the game's on the line. This player missed the reliable.
He's going to kick a goal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so my six, oh no, my seven is I've got Bolton at seven.
Yeah.
He's probably someone you could kind of interchange with Green. I mean, similar kind of roles forward. They move up a bit, heavily impacted as far as on the scoreboard. I just think he's, you know, he's shown it a few times before around that mark in the top 10. He's got that high ceiling as well with Green. So I think there's probably just enough games that he just blows apart. He's just not consistent enough for me to kind of start him in standard. So you're going to get the big scores and you're also going to get the games where he just sort of does and fizzles and does nothing.
Yeah, I got him at six. So, and it was sort of debating between him and Toby for six and seven. I've always said it. Grimo and I say this all the time when we go to the footy. Shea Bolton's going to kick 10 to 12 one game in his career because he's absolutely going to just smash a shit team and rip them a new one. But as you said, the inconsistencies. And there's some games where he kicks one goal, four or five, and you just pull your hair out. And there's other games where, yeah, he looks the best player in the world. So it's, yeah, in a perfect world, I'd love to pick and put him at one, but yeah, he just needs to improve in a couple areas.
Well, if Bobby Hill can kick four goals, then there's hope for anyone to kick a bag, really.
Yeah. On his day, he's as good to watch as anyone in the league.
Mm.
Yeah, he sells tickets, that's for sure.
A few and far between sometimes, yep.
And you've done five. JP, do you have a sixth?
Yeah, I had Bolton at six.
Oh, Bolton at six as well. Okay, so we're all pretty much on the same sort of page. My six is with left field. Chris will be extremely excited and happy for total average, not total points because I'm hoping he doesn't follow through here, but I've got the fish for me at number six. Just if he does get that role, I know it'll be a defensive sort of role, but for me, I think, you know, if he gets that role like the Aaron Hall kind of racking it up, I think McKerch is probably young enough that it'll be the Shees and Fish show. And for me, Fish is six. So I don't know if he features. Does he feature in yours at all?
Yep.
Oh, higher. Him,
four.
Oh.
I reckon he's good to go.
Swizz, where have you got him? No. Can't
yeah,
be
I do.
One.
This guy is going. Think Jack Zeevel, Aaron Hall, the last 2 years. Like, they are gone. They were going to the moon in that North Melbourne back line. And I think the Roos are finishing the spoon. Like, I can't actually, everyone's like, oh, they're going a couple more games. They're not. Like, check the fixture. They are not. And it's not the worst thing. I was talking to some North supporters on the weekend and they're like, great, one more year of being shit. That's fine. One more year of the best talent in our club. And they can, there'll be other Roos supporters like, no, shut up, Swizz. Yep. We don't want to hear this. But,
and one more and year that the number one draft pick won't be able to go to North Melbourne.
Yeah, won't be going to them, but they'll still get the number two. But Fish is playing that role. The only issue I have with Fisher is it's his body. If his body holds up, he's the number one forward this year outside of dual position players.
Like, I wanted to pick him one, but I just wasn't confident. Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt bad having him at six.
And if we had Grimo here right now, he'd be going, Ben, number one lock, because he's been so big on him in our group chats. Every day, it's like you guys will have Fisher locked in the moment you see him fit and firing. Like, this guy can average 100 playing in that role.
Well, for those playing at home, during the draft day that Chris and I have, we may have put a bit of a ledger. I had Zach Bailey for total points against Fisher total points. Hoping Fisher kind of maybe falls over. I do own him. And Chris is like, oh, how dare you try and put a hex on your F1 in standard? And I was like, yes, but four of the first six rounds are buys. So please, if he is going to do it, do it in a bye and not actually have him on field where it's best 22 and then it actually hurts. So, I just think, again, he's, you know, North like that role and it's with Hall
North
and everyone else going.
North love that role, mate.
Yeah, they but and with him out, it's the Shees. And if Shees will, McKercher sort of fills in a little bit throughout the season, Shees could play mid, he could play forward, he can kind of go wherever, which is why Shees is really valuable. But then that just leaves Fisher there racking up whatever's left anyway. And the part I think I had, for me, he was number one for the kickouts as well, I believe.
Yeah.
And I don't think, unless Luke McDonald's coming in, I doubt he's going to have with his
Luke
brand
McDonald's
new hamstring tendon. I don't think so. So I think for me, it's, Fisher, take that dash, run off, play on, played on from every single opportunity I believe he had.
Give him go as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd love the sneaky 1-2 watching Gary Ablett highlights.
There was, one play in the match, Tim, where he got it three times.
Yeah.
Coming out of it, or was it in the it might be in the inter club. Like it went him to whoever, to back to Fisher, LDU, back to Fisher, kick it up the ground. And just like, not that we need reminding, but in two, like Jack Zeeble 2 years ago, won 107 playing that role. Yeah. And there's, there, like he's gone out of that. Even last year, Zeeble's was like, you know, was he going 80, 89, 90? But that's not taking into account his injury games. I think take out his injury games, he was.
Oh, he was over 100. He was pretty much over 100 because Chris only lost that bet because he became sub and got injured. That's legit.
And the other guy, so you had Aaron Hall. So you went 88, 97, 105. And injury adjustment, it was 109 and 114.
They have a seagull down there every year. Yep.
They do every year. And Fish is the guy this year.
And the ball's down there. Yep. Yep. Totally agree.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I guess get that Fisher on your line because it's seagull season. Just get him in your sides. What is he, 379K or something off the top of my head?
Like he's you just got to start him because everyone's going to be on him. The hurt is too much if you're not on him.
And I was hoping to avoid.
If he gets injured, he gets injured. So bad.
But again, if he gets injured, that's why you can have more risk because, again, four out of the first six rounds are buys and it's best 18. So it doesn't even matter as much. Same as, you know, normally you start a loophole, but I'm like, I can just play, like pick a team with everyone playing, knowing the fact that four out of the first six rounds, I'll get a loophole and then I'll have a loophole later anyway.
And if he gets injured late in the game, like he might have scored 110 that game anyway.
I think it's a good year to start your Fifes, your Yos, those injury prone ones, because again, you almost, if they get injured, you know, like was it 66% of the first six rounds, it's best 18. So if they do go down, it's like, okay, well, it's not going to hurt you as much as what it would normally. Because normally if it's best 22 the whole way through, you're literally walking on eggshells for the entire first part of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this way, you kind of get a bit of a free hit for the first, not quite a free hit, but that way it's not going to be as painful based on their ownership, based on the fact that it is best 18. And then if they are injured or they don't look like they're great, well, then just start being aggressive and start trading and manipulating using those extra trades. Alrighty, so number five, I think. So, JP, you've done your five and your four. Swizz, your five?
Jackson McRae.
Oh, that's low.
Yeah, I know, but...
That's like Bevo height. That's
Bevo, mate, Bevo. That's all you need to say about this. So we know it's Bont, Libba, Treloar. They're their main three. But the problem was they would have not had Riley Sanders rated so much in the mix just yet, and he comes out in the match team and what, has 30? Just
30 dominant. Touches.
The kid looks so at home. And that from halftime, I was just like, wow, Jackson McRae is not going anywhere near that midfield anymore. He has to wait for one of like Treloar or, well, pretty well Treloar get injured. And if that, even if that happens, I'm not even confident that McRae goes in. Like
James Harms will get a bit of time.
James Harms, you know, Caleb Daniels seems to be a bit of the outer now because of Sanders, but he was the preferred guy originally in the preseason. Yeah, they've got that many halfbacks. They can throw Richards or whoever else they really want to.
I think they flagged Richards and Dale as well as people that can kind of push up the ground a little bit.
Because they have like eight halfbacks. So I can't see McRae leaving either half forward or the wing all year. And if he's playing that wing role, like we see all wingmen outside of probably Andrew Gaff 1 year. You know, Dacos was pretty handy on it, but McCluggage, but McCluggage goes enough inside to boost his scores and has that big match. So what's McRae like going to get, like 90? I think he's around that mark with everybody
94,
else.
94, 95 for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got him a bit higher up, but I've got him about that sort of 97, 98, just because I think that there's still probably enough room for him to have some good scores. But again, it's hit and hope, and the fact that he hasn't been playing or training doesn't really help either outside of the speculation on what he might do. But as you know, as soon as you're out of that main squad, then someone can come in like a young bull like Sanders to just do the pit bull work. It might actually freshen up Libertore, make him not have to try and lift and do everything. We've got this young bull in here doing the hard yards, getting down and dirty with clean hands, scooping it off the ground well. You know, and they're like, well, we need more people on the outside to deliver it into 50, and that's you, McRae. And enjoy. So interesting. So McRae, I had at number three.
Same.
Okay. So three. So look at that. We're just ticking it all off. JP only has one and two up his sleeve. I think I know who it might be. For me, my next one. So that was which one for you, Swiss? That was five. Four? Five. Okay, so who have you got? Fifth. Four. And five I had. I've got Dylan Moore, number five. So, yeah, I know, right? Dylan Moore.
Buddy, you've got more this
wasn't
year.
Wasn't even in my top 10 last year. Good old Maury. Mainly just because I think with – I know he had glandular fever and he probably hasn't – we haven't seen enough, but he's someone I think could – we talk about that whole blanket rule. He's someone that I think could get more half forward up into that midfield sort of mix as something a little bit different. Possibly. Whereas, when you kind of look at, Ginovan coming in, plus they also was at that high draft pick as well. What's his name? I can't remember
Watson.
Now. Watson. So then you bring those two forwards into there. Moore probably doesn't really need to be that anymore. And he's such a respected leader at that club where if they're going to give more opportunity to kind of get up the ground a little bit more, I think he is someone that is a good candidate for it, which means that could boost his average 12 months too late for some of you.
Mate, if it wasn't for the glandular, I would have probably been with you on that one. But I know it knocks players around. It knocks everyone around who gets it. So I think it's going to take
a bit of time off, though.
He has, but I still think, but then that's pre-season. Like, he would have not been doing any of the running. They're talking about him playing round one, but at the same time, I don't think it's going to be at full capacity. Would not be surprised if he even started the year as sub, or he might need to be subbed off or rested or stuff, because it does knock you around. So I feel like it could be a slow start. Probably comes home strong.
He's lucky Hawks only ever play at half capacity anyway.
Yeah.
Both in effort and in crowds. No? Anyone? Sorry, Hawks fans.
You got nothing, Ben.
No, I know. No, we'll cop hate later. It's fine. So that's my five, and that's pretty much everyone's five. So is your four?
I've got Jackson from the Freo Dockers. And I did not know where to put him because he is completely reliant on Schreck going down injured.
JP's faded
someone big because there's three people I think that are pretty big, and JP's only got two options left. So he's faded someone out of these three that I think you, me, Swizz, I think we've got these three players, and I reckon JP looks like he might have either forgotten or faded. For me, okay. I've got Jackson at four. Yep. So I'm very similar to you. Meanwhile, if Darcy doesn't miss a game, then he's playing forward Jackson. And
Jackson may as well be 15th on this list then.
Yeah, correct. He could be 88 average.
Yeah.
Or 110.
He could be 80. Like, he's one. If Darcy went down right now, he's 110 to 115. Playing key forward, he could be 80 because Tabiner's back as well. So he might not even get – it just depends how they use him. So,
and he's been playing key forward as well. Like, but training key forward.
Yeah. Schreck's history of missing games. I'm like, well, there's enough games in there where Jackson's going to play ruck. So,
yeah. If it was accidental, I think we've given him enough reason to say, oh, I left him out of my side on purpose. JP, is he in your side?
No.
On purpose.
I can live with that. Yeah.
On purpose.
But I'm not sure. Yeah.
No, that's fair.
There's plenty of question marks there.
We'll count it. So that means we are all on the same page with our, well, not top two, because you had him fish number one there, Swizz. So we'll start with your number three then, because that's what we're up to.
Yeah, my it's my boy, Dusty.
Dusty for number three. JP.
Number three is Flanders.
Have you got Dusty?
No, Dusty.
No, Dusty.
No, Dusty.
I love that.
Okay,
so
no Dusty for you. I think you're being a little bit harsh there, Wiz, mate, because chopsticks come in twos, mate. So I've got Dusty at two for me. I think Dusty's going 100 average or close enough, 99 average. He's got 99 problems, but after this season, in Melbourne isn't one. So
the reason why I don't have him at one on two is because I feel like it's going to be a long year for my Tigers, especially if Tom Lynch is out. So I can see Dusty playing that role early on. But once our season is cooked, there is no reason to play him through the midfield. Yeah, so I think there's will be a drop-off later in the year where we start putting other guys through it, and Dusty's going to sit in the forward pocket.
I think he's a fair chance of being forward a fair bit.
And I can see that happening too.
Well, see, I'm upset because the coach came out and he was training all preseason in the midfield because they're like, well, we know he can play forward, so we don't really need to work on that. But they're like, they're talking about, you know, CBAs, not playing midfield probably all around the ground, but using him in CBAs because he is really damaging and impactful from the center bounce. When you have all of that room forward of center to try and take it on, I think that's where you will see him get those CBA attendances. Whereas around general play, I don't see him being around it. He'll be forward of the ball, trying to kick goals or trying to actually deliver with his, he takes it on that kick inside 50 as well. So I think that's where they kind of look to be using him. However, either it's just preseason and they're kind of nursing him in, but he didn't get many CBAs at all after the coach pretty much. I even screen recorded the props he gave him and then literally goes out there and goes, eh, nah, no CBAs for you really, mate. Just kick back.
If he misses top 10, I'm three. Like, if he misses top 10, no eyebrow raised here. It wouldn't surprise
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah, it would not.
But a late fade, though, you're saying.
Starting I'm thinking off it's late. Goal. I think then... he starts there because we've got to. Early on the season, you're trying to win games. Like, Uze's not coming in to go, okay, it's a rebuild year. We've still got good enough players that they're going to have a crack. But I feel like after a while, the drop off will come. And then it's just like, okay, we've got nothing to lose. Play some other guys.
Not only that, the draft, the top five picks next year look pretty solid as far as the midfield. Like, they're already talking about, you know, five, six players that look just freakishly good. And then you know it's good too, because when you have, I think it's O'Sullivan, who was, I think the Vic Country lost every game a couple of years ago, maybe it was under 15s or 16s, and he got best on field for the whole tournament in a team that didn't even win a game. And now he's kind of gone from being top one, and Ashcroft, so Levi's now creeping up into one, and a few others are kind of coming into the mix. And now all of a sudden you've got, you know, you've got O'Sullivan? No. Bloody,
I think that's who you said.
Yeah, Will O'Sullivan. Yeah. I think it is. But now he's starting to push back towards like fifth pick. So I think there's definitely merit in order to finish a little bit lower this year, especially before Tasmania start actually rating a whole bunch of the talent. So
I'm hoping Richmond can do that on their own accord anyway.
Yeah.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Down, down, and down. So number two, JP, you had Flanders.
Yep.
Swizz?
Yeah, number two.
I've got Flanders number one. Don't ask me why. I'm hoping he can put it together.
it's a hard one because we know we didn't see the kind of the role through that preseason as much as what I think everybody was hoping. And it's has put people off, which I can understand. And the early buy doesn't help. But we did see him actually start slow last year and then come home on a house on fire. And a little bit because of Took's injury. And every club's going to cop injuries too. So I think Flanders is going to be that fourth midfielder at least to start. And at some point throughout the season, you know, I don't expect Took, Anderson, and Rao to play all 23 games. Like they're going to obviously miss at some point. And as long as Flanders isn't missing that same week, then he gets bumped up as the third midfielder. And I think Dimmer won't have the reliance just on those three like Big Stewie Dow did. So you would think that Flanders has got to get a little bit more time. He really likes Humphrey. He really likes Flanders. So, yeah, he's going to be around the ball enough to be pushing up his average.
I know. Coach gives him a big props too. Get him in your side. We're going to feed him the ball. And next minute he didn't know how to feed. So it's just leaving scraps everywhere. He just didn't want it. So, I think it'll be interesting to see sort of what he delivers. But that's it. Chris hasn't even given us his top 10, so he'll drop that up in the YouTube comments as well. Let us know who you're thinking. Let us know where you've got Fisher, I think was probably the surprising one, and McRae. Fisher, McRae, Jackson, where do you sort of have them ranked? Do you have them high up on the list, like some of us, or do you have them falling out or dipping down? So McRae was one, Swizz had sliding. We might finish off by just saying who you had from your 1 to 10. I don't know if JP remembers.
God, no.
No, he's 10.
10 was Rankin, McKay.
Oh, who was Trinno. 1 for you?
Winding back the clock and going five his life.
Five? Okay.
Yeah. I just want him there.
So five, Flanders.
If he can keep his body going all year, I reckon he can get close to it.
Wow. No, I don't mind that at all. Swizz, you had five not in your 10 either?
Yeah, so mine was Fisher, Flanders, Dusty, Jackson, McRae, Shea, Toby, Rankin, Sexton and Owens.
And I had Flanders, Dusty, McRae, Jackson, Moore, Fisher, Bolton, Heaney, Parker, and then Zorko. And I know JP had, was it the Kurnow and McKay kind of sitting around that, was it 7-8? Yep. Yep. Wife at number one, which is, you know, the surprising one as well.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's that controversial. If he's fit and he's got the role and it looks like he does, if he keeps his body together, he'll only get more confidence anyway, Fife. So,
comes out, wins a third Brownlow.
Well, it'll probably, he definitely could. And he's the type of player
It's not that ridiculous because we've seen it. Like we've been talking wines as well in our group chats. The guy, he only won a Brownlow 2-3 years ago. Like, just because these, players get injury years like Jack Steele did. They have that year, they have that couple of years. They don't lose their form. So as long as their body holds up, they could completely dominate. And Fife, they've got the confidence that he's back in the midfield. So if he plays, 20 games, well, why couldn't he just absolutely smash it again?
And they'll need him in the midfield too when their coach gets sacked about 11 rounds in. So, I have to play faster. Anyway, that's it from us for the forward line. Stay tuned. We're going to do, I think it's the rucks as well today, tomorrow, defense and the midfield. Oh, no, we're doing midfields today. And then tomorrow, I believe, we'll do defenders and rucks. Swizga's going to the official.
That's all right.
Well, no, we did defenders, but not our top 10. So we'll probably just summarize our actual top 10. We were meant to do a whole series, but then, it is where it is. JP, thanks for coming on, mate. The late call up, super well prepared, but insightful as always. We appreciate
no preparation at all.
And no, I love it, mate. I feel great when JP's here because it puts Swizz in his place because we have a celebrity and you're kind of up here and it kind of just pushes Swizz down enough. That makes me happy.
Mate, I'm happy to be, second to JP. He's
an expert.
He bats higher than me in the order as well for cricket. He's got the runs on the board. So he deserves praise.
I was going to say second to DP, and then you talk about bats. So I think we'll just finish it on that note. hired by JP. Always happy. And let us know. Put some comments in there. Interact with this as well. And we'll talk to you soon. Like, subscribe. Bye.
Thanks, Jeff.